USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is reportedly hoping to help end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, which is entering its third day. The Trump administration is reportedly trying to get GM to reopen a plant in Ohio that the company closed in March. That could help the president's 2020 reelection bid in Michigan and Ohio, two states critical to his 2016 victory. The U.S. Senate's top Republican says he is still awaiting guidance from President Trump about gun safety legislation. Senator Mitch McConnell saying Trump has indicated he will not sign the House-passed bill on universal background checks.
What I would like to know is what he thinks would make some progress and he would sign.
For now, McConnell says the Senate's in a holding pattern when it comes to gun legislation. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's the 42nd case of a child dying inside a hot car in the United States this year. This time it happens in Hobbs, New Mexico. A babysitter calling 911 to say she accidentally left the 2-year-old child she was babysitting in a car for several hours. Meanwhile, a Northwest Arkansas couple has been honored by their community for helping to rescue a child they found locked in a hot car in a Walmart parking lot in August. Michelle and Nat Holt used a brick to smash the back window of the vehicle, and they climbed in to rescue the child. A big Texas rainmaker is moving inland as Tropical Depression Imelda could cause some significant flash flooding events in the Houston area.
The isolated total, you start getting up around 10 or 12 inches, that's when we would be concerned, especially if that fell in a short period of time.
That's Jeff Linder of the Harris County Flood Control District. Forecasters say parts of that area could get 18 inches of rain over the next 24 hours. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It could be days before the outcome of Israel's parliamentary election is known, as exit polls at the end of yesterday's balloting show the race still too close to call. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party trying to hold off the centrist blue and white party led by former General Benny Gantz. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is now suggesting that some of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates may be too old for that job. The 94-year-old former president giving his annual address at the Carter Center in Atlanta yesterday.
If I were just 80 years old, if I was 50 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Carter didn't mention anyone by name, but said he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates. Two Democratic candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s. President Trump is 73. And NASA says it's going to be sending astronauts back to the moon in the second half of 2024, the new deadline giving NASA more time to finish projects like Orion, which launches a test flight next year, and to design spacesuits for the lunar surface. NASA's been under pressure for another moon landing ever since Vice President Pence announced a 5-year deadline earlier this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.